Kuv Sadik Vav Siv Gimel. Shlosh Shah Ochlu Ke Echod. Three people ate together. Echad Nizem Pasakum Vechad Einu Nizem. One of them does not eat pas that was baked by a Goyish bakery, and the other does eat. Oysha Echad Mem Koyin Vechel Chalus. One of them is a Koyin eats Chalut, and the other one is not allowed to eat from the Chalut. Abi Shoysa Shaniza En Yochel Echelam Oysa Shayna Nizem Vilo Yisrael Ma Koyin. Even though the one that does not eat Pasakum will not be able to eat from another's bread, and the Yisrael cannot eat from the Koyin's bread. Since in the other direction, the Kohen can't eat from the Israel's bread, and the one who eats Pasachim can eat Pasach Israel bread, then that's enough to mitzarat him. If part of them were Kohanim, part of them was Zor. The Kohanim are eating Chala. The two Kohanim are eating Chala. There's only Pasachim Kikov. And the Jewish bread is not Chala, but it's Pasachim. He's pasakum, but he can't eat the challah. So here, neither of the two can eat from each other's bread. Therefore, in mitzdafim, who are din l'shloish shemudoyim ze mize shein mitzdafim lazim. If they, each one made a net and not eat from each other's bread, also they'll not be mitzdarif. Moses says dafka shekol echad oichel mikikor. This is the only time that each one's eating from different bread. Avam oichel mikikor v'alabayis mitzdafim to oichel mikikor echad. In the case of the neder, if they're eating from somebody else's bread, then they could all eat from the same bread because it doesn't belong to any of them. Mishabru brings also in a case when one's eating milchiks and the other one's eating fleishiks, the same thing. The people eating milchiks could eat from the bread of the fleishik, even though it's fleishik because it touches it, but he could just wash out of his mouth and eat from the fleishiks. But the other way around, the fleishiks people can't eat from the milchiks. So in such a case, they are mitzarif, and the one who can eat from both of them, he's the one who should be mezamin. In the 9 days when people do not eat meat, but one person has hetter to eat the meat, then you also have a similar situation. But here it'll be worse, because if the one person's eating milchig and the other one's eating fleishig, and the ones who are eating milchig can't eat from the fleishig because in 9 days, so here neither can eat from each other, it can't be mitzdarf unless they started the meal before they brought the meat onto the table, and then they could start off with one bread, and then it can be mitzdarf.